time for another DraftPhysics.com video presentation. It's just quite exasperating, I suppose. The Brozo Show, just thought I'd leave it there, the Brozo Show, shows you how to make a cheap air track. So, you know, does somebody want to make a cheap air track? I don't know. Is there somebody who wants to do that? I don't know. You can't even describe how insane this conversation is. So it's just, you know, I point out how, you know, kind of in detail, how levers prove there's no such thing as free momentum. Can't do it. How I've shown there's three experiments, Professor Lewin, and then Arbor Scientific. And they don't agree with each other. The same experiment, different results. Not a good thing. All right. People just keep rewarding what is these experiments that are done so poorly that you can't glean anything called information out of them because they're just too dirty. Too imperfect. Way too imperfect. So I don't even know how to describe what Steven's doing here. It's just such a pile of crap. Okay, so he wastes 40 minutes talking about all the ways he did it wrong. He doesn't really talk about how to do it right. And apparently he's got some problem he can't figure out in terms of he's got a bow in his track. And doesn't talk about sanding it out or anything. Just, it's too bad, bow in it. And so why would somebody want to make something that doesn't come out right, right? So it doesn't work perfectly. I think it probably works well enough. So he's had it for 2 months, and then he throws this slop video together. And at the end, he has the air track, and he's presuming to preach to everybody about how he knows how to do this tape measure thing. And, you don't have to worry about light gates and having electronic timers and all of that crap. You can just videotape something, or even better with a strobe, and you can actually see its migration and deduce its velocity. And what's all that's important here is relative velocity. So you don't even need to do any calculations to figure out actual velocity. You just need to know, is this one going, how much faster is this one going than that one? And you just do it by how much progress it makes in a certain amount of time. And you can do that by just editing the video. So anyway, but the shit he types here, and then he, I can't describe just how obnoxious it is for him to say that somehow he has demonstrated Professor Lewin's experiment to be correct, the first one where he creates free momentum. So even though I've explained, you can't make free momentum without it being exploitable. That is, it's free energy. Free momentum is free energy. There's just nothing to say. So he's arguing that, yes, free energy is real. He proved it. All right, so I almost have to say nothing except just say, all right, so he points out how you can do this tape measure thing. I mean, I obviously talked about it 5-6 months ago when I showed the wooden block experiments, you know, your wooden blocks with a rubber band. And I show in the video me frame by frame showing the wooden blocks moving, you know. there's nothing to say, right? This is the angle he chooses to film it at. I mean, you just can't get, like, you just don't get the concept at all, do you? I mean, he really just doesn't get the concept at all. But this is almost, I mean, there's, if there were 100 angles to look at something, he picked the 97th worst angle. I mean, this is the, you know, right there, you want to get to the worst, you know, the third worst angle, whatever. There's only a couple of angles that are worse than this angle. I mean, it makes no sense as somebody who gets the concept that, oh yeah, what you want to do is be able to read the tape measure. I mean, you don't have to read it explicitly, but, you know, the markings should be vertical so you can at least have some chance of figuring out how far it's moving. I mean, at this angle, you can't even measure the distances because obviously the everything's getting compressed with distance, and so you can't even go, oh yeah, move this much or move that much. You can't even do that. So, you know, just useless. And then, I guess I'll play the end. I mean, he thinks this is it. Oh, this is all I gotta do, all right? This is good enough. When it's absolutely horrible. But anyway. All right, so I think, he just says at the end something like, well, what other experiment could I possibly do? So he makes an air track, doesn't do anything with it, films it the worst way possible. I mean, it just makes no sense at all. And then complains that he's being aggrieved, to produce these results. Well, what did you make the damn thing for? Your own entertainment, apparently. And then you're complaining about your own entertainment, that you don't enjoy your own entertainment. He says he has got a bow in it, so he's got tape on the other end because he doesn't need an air track as long as he made. Well, take the tape off of that end and put the tape on the other end, and maybe the bow will be less of an issue. I don't know. It's just too stupid. So he shows, look, I figured out how to, look, see, I mean, he's doing this so sloppy that, okay, he doesn't even figure out. Okay, he's not using light either, which is really stupid, if you want to be able to read something or see something. And so he figures out, I remember Gary complained about light, so it makes a huge difference, okay, in terms of being able to see. Light's a good thing. Oh, it's just such an idiot. Anyway.
Next year. Fuck up. Right, let's see how we go on here.
Oh, it should be an echo, actually. Let's see.
Is any better?
I gotta do this. Oh, that we don't need. Okay. So, yeah, so there's no way to see it. So, I'll turn the sound off for this part. I mean, you can see it, so you can try. I did the calculations best I could, and I never came up with anything anywhere close to 2/3. So the best I could, I came up with numbers that would be something like 13 going in and then 25 going out. So a little bit over 1/2, which it shouldn't be, but whatever. I'm just figuring that's because I can't possibly, do it at this angle. I mean, it's just a horrible angle for figuring out how far something's traveling in a frame. All right, anyway. I mean, I even tried marking on my screen, but like I said, from this angle, you can't do that because the distances are so different. There, so he's saying it went 2/3 that way, and 1/3, I didn't, but whatever. So, no 2/3 in my opinion, but whatever. Like I said, I couldn't calculate it. You can't. It's just nothing to say. Oh, this is so stupid. So, this is all. That's all the experiment really is. It's that simple. Just bang one cart into another cart. In 2 months, he couldn't be bothered. And so he gets forced into doing it. He slops it together again, turns it on, and does this, and says, there, we're all done. From this angle. I mean, so, and he concedes, all right, he concedes that the experiment without a spring, so this is the one with a spring, where it's actually lit, there's no 2/3. So he concedes without a spring, there's no 2/3. So springs are magical. All right, so we'll play this part. I probably need to do some adjusting here. I've got to turn this down, turn that up, and hopefully I won't be a problem and it'll record at a decent volume.
That's a bright light.
Okay, can't hear it at all. Well, I don't know if he said anything. Looks like he wants to say something. There should be some sound in there. So I guess I need a little bit more than that.
fuck it. Yeah, I don't know what else I can do, really, to be honest.
Okay, so... Yeah, you could, as I pointed out, you could take your Bic pen, okay, that you did your other little Skittle experiment with, and you could shoot the two carts. So you just put a cart against the spring, the same compression, shoot the cart, and then you do the same thing again with the heavier cart to demonstrate that the lighter cart doesn't go 1.4 as fast, right? Because that's another issue under contention. As you say, springs don't conserve momentum. So you could do that simple experiment too.
Yeah, I don't know what else I can do for the moment. I need to stop and review and just check whether doing it without light gates and just going off the tape measures works at all, whether the camera...
Yeah, it works, okay, but yeah, you should be able to figure out that, well, sure as hell ain't going to work from the angle I filmed it at.
Angle is sufficiently good, whether the resolution is sufficiently good.
So again, he's drawing conclusions, and to me, he's making every indication that he doesn't plan on doing any more experiments.
What frame rate this is? I think it's 30. I was going to say 30 IPS, I think.
Well, who cares? It doesn't really matter. It just has to be good enough for you to see the object moving.
80 per second, that's tape record, isn't it? I think it's 30... frames per second.
Sorry, I didn't play all the way through this.
I think it might get changed down to 25 on the editor, so I'll have to alter the settings if that's it, or somewhere else. Anyway, we'll time will tell. Okay, I'll leave it at that for now and have a look what this is looking like. Then I can consider some other experiments on this and try and resolve this garbage
one. Yeah, we only need two experiments. So all you need to do is shoot the carts with a fixed spring pressure and bang a light cart into a heavy cart, right? Is there any other one we really need? Well, I mean, yeah, no, fixed against an object with a spring. You know, a compressed spring does the explosion one. That's the one. Another one where you say it somehow creates this more extra energy. Because the rest of them have been done well enough. And frankly, I guess I'm just saying, there's only one experiment, really. Professor Lewin's first experiment, that's the only one that says this two-thirds thing. So you're arguing you got the two-thirds thing, you know, from this crap experiment. Uh-huh.
Since we're all.
All right, so anyway, so now we'll just read the crapola in the comments section. And it's just crap. All right, so what else is there to say? So anyway, yeah, so it's a 42-minute video, only the last 7 minutes are at all interesting, and then they're made a lot less interesting because the camera angle is so bad that there's no hope of figuring out what the hell the actual speeds are. So I'm just going to read all this fake phony arguments he makes in here. They're just all lies. And so the whole thing is it's just lie after lie after lie. All right, so he says I'm just saying the first 30 minutes of the video is all him complaining about all the things that don't go right. You know, how it doesn't work. And yet he's selling it as if, hey, you can build one of these things that doesn't work yourself. Anyway, to do Walter Lewin momentum kinetic energy collision experiments. Okay, I mainly built this poor man's linear air track out of square plastic drain pipe with four rows of 1 millimeter holes drilled 1 centimeter apart. Well, I don't think they're 1 millimeter. They've got to be smaller than that. If they're 1 millimeter, they're going to be way too big. But anyway, see the link below for the PDF and where I found it. How exciting. Anyway, to check Draft Science's numerous outlandish claims. So it's outlandish to merely notice that Professor Lewin did two experiments in one video. And they're essentially the same exact experiment. They're elastic experiments where you bang a one mass into a two mass. And the results of the two experiments are not the same. And another company did the experiment, and its results aren't the same. So that's an outlandish claim. is to claim that, well, guess what? I don't think physical reality works that way. Yeah, same conditions, same experiment, should be the same results. If they're not the same results, there should be. Somebody should notice the problem. It wouldn't be outlandish for somebody to say, gee, that doesn't seem like very solid physics you're arguing. Both answers are right. Ugh. Okay. Claim that Walter Lewin's elastic collision experiments, he says experiments, no, it's not experiments, okay, one of them must be fake. That's the argument. Yes, one of them must have been done poorly, because clearly one of them can't, you know, they both can't be right. So one of them was done honestly, and one of them might have to be done dishonestly. Now, you're making the claim they're both dishonest. Maybe that's your perception. I'm assuming, okay, that only one of them is dishonest. All right, must have been faked by unnecessary adding springs to the metal objects. Well, I would argue that if your equation says elastic, and the steel is pretty elastic, it fits the category in most cases, in every case, pretty much, that, frankly, it should turn out the same way whether there's a spring or not. But I would argue that if you can logically understand that springs do change what happens, in the sense that, you know, I've sort of been over this, but let's just do it again. It's a point worth making, that why does it make a difference to put a spring on something? So, yes, I'll give you some clue, okay, to why it could make a difference. Because you people will have no clue on your own. You won't be able to think about it or reason or do any logic, so you'll have no hope of figuring it out. So I have to do it for you. So if there's a spring on an object, what really happens with the spring, okay, when something moves into it with a spring on it? All right, so you could even know this intuitively, that you could sort of understand if you had a bunch of springs on your surface and somebody threw something at you, you're not going to feel it as much, right? So what's really going to happen is the spring is going to be compressed, okay, but you're not going to have to put in a whole bunch of energy to do the compression, so you're not going to feel it. Yeah. So anyway, the object goes in. What happens is the spring starts compressing against itself. It doesn't even need to apply that much pressure in this direction. But you can understand that it will never apply this amount of pressure here as it's compressing. So as it's compressing, this will always be less than, okay, the amount of pressure felt here is going to be less than this, because obviously the spring is taking that pressure, okay, and moving. So it's taking all of this pieces here and moving them to this new location. And by doing that moving, it's doing moving that you don't have to do. So you're not going to feel it. All right. And so it moves in until it compresses enough where now the pressure here does equal the pressure here. So there's a point where the spring has compressed. The pressure is continuing, and there's a point where this pressure will start to equal this pressure. And at that point, the spring is compressed, and that's it. And so now, this object, once it compresses to that pressure, it can apply that pressure over this short distance here, you know, because now the spring is compressed, and push on this object some. So this object will start moving, okay, based on the compression of the spring, and now the pressures are equalized. And now this pressure is getting to here and is starting to move it. And then the spring will start to expand. And when it expands, it's going to do this. Okay, it's going to send half the energy one way and half the energy this way. So that's why this object is more likely to reflect, okay, if there's springs. If there's no springs, then this object, you know, will hit the other object, and they will both go this way, okay? So this one will get some of the energy. It will go forward. This one will lose energy, okay? This one gained energy. This one's losing energy. So this one will trail behind this one by some degree. The bigger I make this, okay, the more this trails. So the more equal they are, it's more of an exchange. the less equal they are, then this one gains more of the energy and this one less. And then once I get to a certain size, then all the energy has to be reflected. All right. So the spring just creates a circumstance where it's more likely the energy will leave going this way. And it'll be all the energy, right? All the energy is either going to go this way of this object, or it's all going to go this way. It won't go part this way and part that way. So it's either going to reflect with all of its remaining energy, all the energy it didn't give to the other object. So all the energy, if this got 90%, then this only has 10%. And the only question is the 10% going to be this way, or is the 10% going to be that way? And springs make it more likely that it's going to be this way. And it makes it more likely that this will be 95%. And this will only be 5%. Because part of the energy will go this way. Half the energy will go this way. Half the energy will go this way when the spring expands. That's probably enough. Oh, could have had the camera better. So, but, you know, life goes on. Yeah, we'll struggle through. Let's see, what do I want to do? Get rid of that. Okay. So back to the silly comments. All right. Unnecessarily adding spring to metal object in electroglia, which would already elastically collide without such unnecessary addition. So again, he's calling it outlandish to bring up the point that actually their mathematics says one thing. It doesn't say something about springs being different than no springs. There's no spring mathematics versus no spring mathematics. So again, just sort of bullshit. I was curious about that myself. So again, the subject really isn't about the springs. The springs are just deciding the direction. The subject is their kinetic energy formula has this perverse, insane statement in it that basically, yes, you can create free momentum. So there is no conservation of momentum. You can create free momentum in a direction, and overall you can create more momentum. So you can have 100 momentums go in, and you can send 133 that way, and you can send 33 that way. And they're saying that's not more energy. That's not free energy, when it clearly is free energy. So he can't even describe what is at issue in any kind of fair manner at all. All right. Unlike Gary, I never jumped to the conclusion he or MIT staff must be cheating. So I don't know how you're going to resolve the fact that there's two different experimental results. Same experiment, two different results. So you're going to resolve it with what kind of statement? What do you think the finish line is going to be on it? You really think there's some way both of the experiments could have been credible and well done? And it's just a coincidence that the only air track experiment I have ever seen that had a blob of clay on it just happens to be the one that is aberrant all by itself. There's no other experiment confirming it. So the one that there is absolutely no other experiment confirming it, that's the one that just happens to have a blob of clay on it. That's just a coincidence. Okay. It's outlandish to put those two and two together. So essentially the butler is sitting there holding a smoking gun. And no reason to presume he had something to do with any old crime. No. All right, further claiming the experiment would not work without springs. So that I don't think I claimed at all, so okay. Which he appears to think somehow contribute to the collisions developing what he wrongly perceives as free energy. So he'll not explain in any rational way how free momentum isn't free energy. And it's clearly extra momentum in a direction. So if you can't collect all the 165, the 65 extra, you can clearly collect the 33 extra. And I've extensively described how easily that could be done. And he's made no counter argument. So he just says it's wrongly perceived, yet he's made no logical presentation of any kind of facts or information that give me any reason to think he has any knowledge that in any way debunks the videos I've produced explaining how easy it would be to make a free energy device if this experiment were the truth. You just keep doubling the weight of the object, you just send them eventually into a lever, the lever reverses the direction, and just keep doing it over and over again, free energy. So again, he doesn't respond to any of the points made in any of the videos. He just makes these arrogant, obnoxious, wrong statements about what has taken place. He's just such a pathetic liar. Okay, our free momentum. So he knows the concept. Has he in any way explained how extra momentum isn't a problem? The experiment starts with 100 momentums. You get 165 momentums out. Has he explained how that's not a problem? No. Which he claims is the definition of energy, not the KE formula. Yes, which I claim in the good company of Newton, Galileo, and Descartes. You are in the bad company of Leibniz, who said physics isn't religious enough. Okay. So, there's been no counter-argument to the horrible history. So again, none of my arguments have been addressed by this hunk of shit at all. Okay. I wanted to check this for myself, too, because I was a little curious. First, my first realization as to why springs are included was when my metal angle aluminum pieces rang like a bell as they collided, worrying me that I may have bent them. So you could see in the experiment how minor amount of velocity you have to add. You know, it's kind of a too silly argument. All right, they clearly put the springs on to create the opposite motion. Without the springs, they don't have as much chance of going the reverse direction. Okay, I commence this video showing I am still concerned this may have happened, whatever. So this is just more of his sidetracking, you know. Not useful. Okay, note, they don't ring like a bell once bits of plastic, etc. have been glued to them, which isn't too good because the plastic actually does absorb some of the energy. So it's not the ideal thing to put on the ends as bumpers, but whatever. For attaching springs or light gate timing flags, blah, 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 blah. Anyway. Two, so this is the second outrageous claim, that he or MIT staff deliberately cheated to make two mass objects achieve two-thirds velocity after the one mass object collided with it, bouncing back at one-third of velocity. He insisted over many months that this is impossible. Yes, and I continue to insist that if his experiment is true and you can create 133 momentums in this story, you start with 100, you get 133 going that way, and then you have an extra 33 going this way. But more importantly, this way. You have 133. You start with 100. You have now 133 going this way. Why don't you explain to me, Stephen, how I can't capitalize on that? How there's some rule of the laws of nature that say it's impossible for me to capitalize on the fact that I have a device that you put 100 in, you get 133 going out. And you're too stupid to figure out that, gee, I just have to repeat that experiment and I got 66 extra and then I got 99 extra and I just keep increasing how much extra I have. Duh. Oh, it's just so fucking stupid. All right, he insisted over months that this is impossible because it equals to free energy, free momentum. Same thing in his eyes. Yes, of course they are. Because he says that is what Newton believed. Well, why don't you show that Newton believed otherwise? Why don't you show a one single piece of evidence that Newton thought mv squared was really smart? So go ahead and show the piece of evidence. Do you have any evidence at all? He's a Brit like you. Okay, so instead of slandering Newton as if he invented this horse shit, which he didn't, why don't you show that, yeah, this doesn't have anything to do with Newton's physics. Newton didn't believe any of this kinetic energy crap. But instead you imply the opposite, because you're a despicable lying sack of shit. Okay. And we are all gullible fools for falling for Walter Lewin's propaganda. Physics Girl. Well, I mean, Physics Girl says that you can cause deformation, heat, sparks, sounds, and you don't have to use momentum to do any of that stuff. You can 100% transfer the momentum, and you can make heat, and you can deform, and you can melt things, and you can catch fires, and you can do all kinds of stuff. You know, play records, you could do all kinds of other stuff, and you won't lose any of your momentum. So you can generate free heat, free stuff, and you don't have to use momentum to do it. And then again, I've already been over the Dee Chatelet thing. She didn't invent anything. She didn't have any original ideas. So again, just too pointless to talk about that. All she did was resurrect a religious idea. She dug up a totem pole and then she put it in her living room and then invited a bunch of guests to come pray to it. We are all apparently just religious kooks. Well, the facts indicate that's where the facts directly point to. There's no good reason to believe. You just have faith. You don't have anything called evidence. So anyway. Further claiming momentum is not a vector quantity. Clearly claiming that any idea that there's such a thing as negative energy is retarded. So yeah, kinetic energy isn't a vector quantity either. It's just silly to talk about as if there's such a thing as negative energy. Too stupid, too retarded, too dumb. It's negative heat. You think there's anything called negative heat in the universe? Fuckhead. Anyway, therefore, the momentum of the one mass object bouncing back at one-third velocity has to be added, not subtracted. Yeah, it's real energy. That's right. It's real. Real things are going to be affected by it. It's real energy in the universe. You don't understand that? That because there's other energy going this way somewhere in the universe, it doesn't cancel the energy going this way. So if I shoot a bullet at one-third the velocity this way, and I shoot a bullet going... I really can't shoot it going 133%, but you know, I shoot it 13 miles an hour this way and only 3 miles an hour that way. You can understand that the 3 mile an hour bullet doesn't undo the other bullet. I mean, it's just stupid. All right. Claiming as many as in many of his beliefs are they're arguments, frankly, and they're not arguments you have countered with any logical statements whatsoever. All you've done is slander them. You haven't come even close to even making a single reasoned, logical explanation for a single fucking thing you believe. Anyway, there is no negative momentum. Same as he believes waves cannot cancel. Well, I don't think waves exist, okay? Photons aren't waves. Waves happen in mediums. You have no medium. You have no explanation for your medium. You have nothing. You just say, I believe in the magical medium. But you don't explain what it is or how it works or anything else about it. It's just the magic medium. All right. There is no negative component in electricity, etc., etc. Yeah, which is an actual fact. All right. That they fake. So he keeps doing, see, this is another tactic of his, is just to keep saying these are different points when they're exactly the same point. Yes, I'm arguing that one of the experiments is critically flawed. I'm saying the likelihood is it's the one that's really aberrant and the one with a blob of clay on it. Okay, that's not a reasonable deduction, huh? So somehow you see a big, huge flaw in that deductive process. Too bad you won't explain where the big, giant flaw is. All right, that they faked the one mass object by adding a piece of clay the size of a golf ball. Huh? If mice played golf, maybe. So, I don't know. So, that's his counter-argument. And in plain sight? Well, you didn't notice it, did you? Did, you know, it's been viewed, let's say, a few million times, you know, over the last 15 years. It's been viewed a few million times. And apparently not one other single person noticed the clay on it and said, why is there a blob of clay on it? Anyway, Walter never showed us whether the other extra mass was added on the unseen side. Yeah, and if it was, then it just makes it even worse, right? So what's the difference? But who cares? the point is the experiments don't match. You think you don't need an explanation for why they don't match. I think they do need an explanation for why they don't match. Oh, too stupid. All right, there are far more silly claims by Gary than I can reasonably detail here. So you detail none of them. You counter-argue none of them with anything called an explanation or any kind of logic or reasoning. None. Okay. But this is a starting point. No, the starting point is if you had the air track for 2 months, you said on Pirro's video that you got confirmation kind of results. Any day now we'll be publishing the great results of the great experiments you've done. Blah, 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 blah. You didn't point out that it's, oh, it doesn't work. It's all buggy. It's a piece of shit. None of that was your argument then. But, I mean, you've had it for 2 months. You didn't do any experiments with it that you cared to film in any kind of way. You claim you lost them on a hard drive, but you say you can recover them. I don't even know what that means. I mean, either a hard drive is dead or it's not dead, you know, frankly. I don't think you're going to send the hard drive out to go recover the files. So that all sounds suspiciously convenient. But whatever, it really doesn't matter. The point is that it's all this time, and then you do the damn experiment, you do it in like some rushed manner, like, oh, I've been pressured to do this, and I have so many other obligations, and I couldn't really be bothered. And you can't even film it from a rational angle. And then you do all this whatever this is. Bitch whining and complaining. Well, if you don't want to do experiments, I don't want to do them, frankly. I mean, I pointed out, I don't want to do them. I have absolutely no space to do them. You know, it's just, and it's a huge distraction and a lot of time that I think I can spend in better ways. So, yes, somebody else should do them. Like physics should do them. The scientists that have air tracks should do them. You know, and we're all sitting here in this conversation with all these fake characters, right? This Bradshaw character is supposed to be this asshole from the forum. But you're saying he can't be the asshole from the forum, because why would the asshole from the forum have some problem? He's connected to a university with a ton of scientists. Why the fuck can't they do these air track experiments? Why does he have to try to do them in his garage, you know, with whatever, you know, tennis balls, you know, stuff laying around the house? That doesn't make any sense. It's all these fake, phony bullshit. Anyway. He's not open to persuasion, so you're persuading me with what? An experiment far below Professor Lewin's and Arbor Scientific in terms of its quality. Far below. And I'm supposed to be persuaded. Okay. And is hostile to communication unless we are completely agreeing with him. No, I'm hostile to lying, slandering, little putsy turd pieces of shit like you. You don't open your mouth without there being lies built into every fucking sentence. You're a disgusting liar. All right, you're going to have to live with that, frankly. Because I'm not going to let it go, frankly. You've done all of this slander, and it's not going to be for free. Now he puts this crap in. He has threatened myself and one Lance Bradshaw, who we don't even know who the fuck that is. Farley Shaw. Okay, Lance Farley Shaw. With extreme violence. So this is a lie. Again, I haven't threatened you. You threatened me. You're excessively, whatever, homo-ness, okay? You want to somehow do experiments with people, okay? I mean, and I suggested that I hate your fucking guts. I think you're a deplorable, sick, stupid, retarded, dumb fucking asshole. You have wasted a piece of my life, and it pisses me off. So, yeah, if you're threatening to come to my house, I'm going to suggest it might not be a good idea, because I'm going to take it as a hostile act. I don't like you, smelly pusball. I think you're a disgusting, you're less than a virus, in my opinion. Okay, you're a very low grade, you are the whole problem with the human race can be defined as brozosian. Okay. Just be a brozo, and you've made yourself into a fucking goddamn menace. You're a menace to reason, logic, intelligence, you know, decency. You're an indecent piece of suck. So yeah, when you suggest you're going to attack me, okay, why again, it's such a bizarre idea that could only come from like Farley, right? Who would suggest anybody, let's do experiments together? I mean, it's gayer than Barney the Dinosaur. What the fuck are you talking about? Anyway, alright, so I didn't threaten anybody. I just suggested, I do hate your guts. Just as if a bunch of neo-Nazis says, oh, Gary, we want to come over and, you know, we want to barbecue some Jews at your house. Yeah, I'd say fuck you to them, too. He has threatened myself and one Lance Bradshaw for should we encounter him in real life. Yes, that's true. This came up because Lance merely suggested he would ideally like to visit Garrett. Why would he like to do that? He's again, another person who has basically stolen a piece of my life. I invested in a message board, made a ton of comments, played their little interaction game, and he just closes the goddamn subject when I'm winning. Yeah, that's really irritating, Steve. You don't understand why that'd be irritating? Then you're really dumb, and you keep proving it. I shouldn't even say you're dumb because it's just so fucking obvious. Nobody needs to hear that. All right, blah, 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 blah. Where he could check out all the things he doubts and rule out any cheating. So again, where have I claimed cheating, all right, on you? Where did I claim you cheated? Did I claim you cheated or did I claim you're an idiot? Two different things, Steve. I don't need to sit there and say you're a character who would sit there and put your finger on the scale and make it weigh more. I never made any such accusations, you piece of scum. What I said is you're stupid. You don't know how to film an experiment. You don't know how to do an experiment. You don't know how to apply a little bit of logic to understand, yeah, if it's turning sideways, that's probably not good. If it's, you don't understand any of the concepts involved. And so you fail to do experiments in any kind of way that would, where you can glean actual information from the fucking experiment. And again, that advice you could have gotten without anybody visiting. You could just say to Mindless Marbles, hey, I'm going to do the experiment this way. And he could say to you, well, Steve, that's really stupid. You could have said, well, I'm going to film the air track from an 80-degree angle. What do you think? Good idea? Then you'll be able to see the whole track. Oh yeah, you won't be able to use the tape measure, but yeah, you'll see the whole track. Yeah, maybe you should have tested that on him first. Anyway. And I offered $100 towards his cost if it might help to travel, etc. Right, and then I made the joke back. That you could spend it on a lot better things, but yeah, why would I want to meet Lance? What? He's not even a real person as far as we know, right? And again, why are you so obsessed with where I live? Why is this so important to you kooks? Oh, and then he docks the other guy in Piro's comment section. Why? For what reason did you publish his old screen name? What, for what reason? There's no good reason to do that. Except to dox somebody. Anyway, what a joke. Obviously no one would be visiting Gary without prior agreement, and I personally have no clue where he lives anyway. So, I mean, yeah, right. So you're paying that little attention, are you? In the sense that his friend Farley has done everything he can to, take my personal life and abuse it. Even going so far as to take an image of my father and post that as his icon on his fake channel. Disgusting behavior. Other than knowing he doesn't live hundreds of miles from his last location, whatever that is, which Gary gave me details of. So yeah, so you know where I live. I mean, generally speaking. And who cares? I don't care. Again, why your obsession with this? This is my obsession. I couldn't give a shit about what fucking planet you were on. So I could send him some free stuff he needed. I didn't need it. Okay, and obviously it wasn't free because you've been harping on it for 5 years. That's not the definition of free. Somebody who harps about it, like, I did you some great favor. I did you this great favor. I did you this great... That's not free. That's like the worst lease you can ever be have dumped on you. That's the worst rental you ever want to get. You pay forever? Oh, yeah, I see. Since denying he had any interest in that stuff. I had no, I merely stated to Steve that, oh, you got some very good patterns. But I didn't state something like, oh yeah, I need to make those patterns, those exact patterns, and that'll, I'll be able to figure out everything I'm talking about with those patterns. No, that's not what I said. But anyway, I never asked him to send a single fucking thing. So let's just understand. I always said things like, don't go to any trouble. So he's just a liar to imply I did anything to encourage him to send me shit. All right, lab slide. He calls them lab slides. I mean, frankly, he got totally reamed. I mean, if you pay more than a buck or two for this shit, you're really getting screwed. Because he had been admiring the pattern some of my slits were able to make and I did not inquire where I could get some. That didn't happen because I already know what eBay is. Okay, so I sent him some instead and bought a couple especially to send to him, which again I didn't ask him to do. And again, as I pointed out, they didn't have much value. They can't even take a green laser. All right. But he now denies all this. I don't deny that you sent them. I deny that I in any way encouraged you to send me anything or asked you to send me anything or asked you to buy anything. Never happened, Steve. Ever, ever, ever. All I ever said was, why don't we ask, see if we can find somebody else who has this shit. That's what I kept saying, shit for brain. I never suggested you buy a fucking thing. That's all your idea. All right, I didn't want to get lost in all this crap. So let's do this one here, maybe. All right, so Steve Godfrey, a lying sack of shit, doxing motherfucking cunt, okay, who I will, you know, eventually you'll be seen for who you are, shit for brain. Credit where credit is due. Gary done a pendulum experiment. And how did he state doing it? He said, yeah, Gary did it, okay, it's in my way, it's not good enough, it needs to be modified, so I've got to waste time on this bullshit, because regular conventional physics can't do an experiment as simple as banging a one-mass object into a two-mass object. So in hundreds of years, they haven't figured out a way to do this simple experiment in some sort of clean and pristine way. I mean, what a pile of shit this conversation is. So you don't think physics has anything to account for. They don't even have, well, compress a spring and shoot a one-mass object, then compress the spring the same amount and shoot a two-mass object. They don't have a single video on the entire internet showing that experiment. And you can't utter the words that, gee, that seems pretty lame. If they're going to argue about all of these dynamics being true and all this kinetic energy stuff, it does seem like they should do those really simple experiments really well. How come they haven't done that? How come they've never done, Steve, the it takes four times more gas to go twice as fast? How come they've never done the fucking experiment, Steve? Can you give me an answer to that question? You think they have a credible argument to make about they've proven something or they demonstrated something. I've stated I can't find a fucking single link to any proof of kinetic energy at all. Not a single fucking experiment that isn't tainted. So why don't you show me a link, Steve, to why their physics should be believed? They've had hundreds of years, millions of scientists, billions of dollars, and they haven't done any of these experiments. And you type this ragged crap. Okay. Pretty rough, and he acknowledges it's of limited use. Yeah, so why should people keep doing amateur experiments when physics has trillions of dollars, even, you could argue. I mean, the stuff they left on the floor after making one of their, you know, space telescopes, you know, with just the money they pissed away, okay, you could do these experiments thousands or millions of times. Why haven't they redone the Eddington experiment, for fuck's sake, Steve? You keep saying they redid it, right? Some amateur with a far inferior telescope and using digital, you know, computer techniques to modify the images. You think that's good science? I think that's shit. Okay, it's not a published experiment because it's so amateur. I mean, you're just such a fucking jackass. Anyway. It would be great if he continued in that vein. Why? Again, why are you hungry for bad experiments? Why don't you have any notion that all those assholes being paid all those salaries at universities should be doing these experiments? Why do they have lab coats? Why do they have labs if they're not going to do anything with them? If they're going to buy, you know... Like I said, Walter Lewin even said the damn thing cost over $5,000. And they don't use it. It's for a show. You just use it when you're going to do the show. Okay, but it's not really a device for discerning the truth or proving the truth. Okay, anyway. Refining things as it goes. As I said elsewhere, he's got nothing to lose and everything to gain. I have nothing to gain. But the only time I gain is when you people become something close to fair. I mean, not, you know, not going the opposite way of fair. Because a little bit of fairness, and I've already won the argument. Because, frankly, yes, the Eddington experiment should have been repeated. If you're going to claim light is twice as bent by gravity, well, then you should have a proof that's not from 1919. Don't you think? And if you're gonna claim that free energy is possible because free momentum is free energy, then don't you think you should have a pretty good proof? Oh, fuck, these double standards, just ugh. Hypocrisy and duplicity. That's all they have is an argument. By proving his idea is correct. And well, I won't be proving my ideas correct. I'll be proving their idiotic, silly notions wrong. But again, you haven't proven them right. I shouldn't have to disprove something not proven. So you claim it's true, okay, that you can create free momentum. That you can have 100 momentums in and have 133 this way and 33 that way. That's your claim. And yet you have only one experiment that verifies it, done by one person. And the other experiments don't verify it. And you say you proved it. And now I have to disprove you. Because you have that outstanding proof. Well, obviously I'm arguing that's not a very outstanding proof. And any fair person would say, yeah, physics really has dropped the ball. I mean, this is garbage physics. They don't prove anything. All right. Also, doing his own heavy lifting. So again, this isn't heavy lifting. The heavy lifting was doing all these abstractions, was figuring out that, oh yeah, it is possible to create a particle model that duplicates the double slit experiment, all that crap. All right. So again, you don't even understand the whole concept of theory when it comes to physics because you're just a dupe for the religion. You think everything should sound like a religion. You'd walk up to Darwin and say, well, where's your Holy Ghost? If you don't have a Holy Ghost in your theory, it can't possibly be the truth. Give him credibility. So again, it's just silly. Credibility is what? An experimentalist? That's not of any, that doesn't have any value. Which you can leverage. No, what I can leverage is somebody getting an actual dialogue with one of the cowards you're defending. The like I said, even the flat earthers won't show up. I can't get the flat earth debunkers. I mean, you know, they won't even take my money. And you should find that pretty, I think that's pretty credible. You know, when you argue that, yeah, I offered them $3,000 and all they have to do is, you know, spend 1 hour proving me to be an idiot and they can't do it. They won't take the money. All right. Making it easier to initiate productive dialogue. What, with lying, slandering, fucking doxing Looney Tunes like you? Fuck you. Thoroughly. Okay, until dead, you know, on a slightly different point, I wonder if he'll release the code. So there's no, you know, first off, it's already been released, you know, by accident. It's not being held for any other reason than we would like to do it right first, okay? And of course, it's already been stated, of course the code would be released. Of course. It's not for the purpose of showing, you know, pretty pictures. It's for the purpose of proving the theory works. So, of course. So, but this is just more of this innuendo, like somehow the simulation is tainted in some way. No, I've already overtly committed to the statement that there's nothing going to be in the simulation that isn't directly related to exactly what the theory says is true. So that's all that's going to do is simulate the reality. And it's already doing that with the simple rules I stated. And it could be logically understood. It wouldn't have any choice because the rules actually do work. They actually do create electrons and protons that have completely different character, yet are fundamentally made of the same thing. All right. Anyway. Just such a more slime. So it can be inspected and either improved or dismissed. Fuck you. When do you ask for code for any simulation you think is convincing? When have you asked for the code? When have you looked at the code? When has anybody inspected the code? Any of that horseshit. Have you ever gone to one of these two slit sites and figured out whether they're using the right math? No. I mean, you're such hypocrites. All right, well, anyway, enough of this horseshit. Let me see what he says down here. Why does he do that to himself? What did I do to myself, I wonder? If you're going to be an absolute a-hole, you need to offset that by bringing extraordinarily value and expertise to the table. No, all you have to bring is arguments to any fucking goddamn table. So this liar talks about like he's a lawyer. You know, he just lies about all that kind of stuff. And I mean, one of the first things you would learn as a lawyer that, yeah, it's really about the argument. You know, you better be able to make one. Okay. If all you have is being an a-hole, people who matter are simply going to ignore you. No, they're going to ignore you because they're afraid of you. Okay, that's what people do. They simply ignore people who they're afraid of. They run away like little pussies. This is a guy also who claims to be some great hero who's come to the rescue many times and saved women from rape and all this kind of, and battery and all kinds of stuff. I haven't even personally even witnessed any of that, frankly, to ever be a hero. I never even had the opportunity to be a hero. He's done it multiple times. So you wonder who he hangs out with, right? Anyway, one of the most important lessons life has taught me, and you haven't learned anything worth learning, is to use other people's name when they've asked you not to. To, you know, try to do everything you can to extort from them. You know, and threaten the people they live with. Yeah, that's what I've learned. If you can't win an argument, threaten the people the guy lives next door to. It's never piss people off. Oh, man, how amazing. Who can hurt you? Yeah, what? Who can extort you or threaten you? Yeah, I'm not going to be afraid of that, frankly, because you're going to be shown for what you are in the end, fuckhead. I've made credible arguments that you've ignored. Okay. Yeah, big deal. Religious people ignore good physical arguments about reality. They do it all the time. All the little religious nuts just ignore all the physical evidence. Well, all I've done in my videos is point out how your physical evidence sucks, your theory sucks, your logic sucks, and I'll just continue to do that. In the end, that's going to win because there will be a few honest people and they'll start seeing it and they'll go, yeah, yeah, I get his point. This is bullshit. All right, so here's a Lance Bradshaw. Let's see what this comment will be, because this, like I said, this is a doubtable character. He's made no comment about who the fuck he is at all. And there's just no real evidence that he is who he says, who it's been implied him to be. Anyway, for what it's worth, I'm going to leave Gary alone now. See, so that's even right there is indication this is just Farley. Okay, so it's just been a fake, phony account the whole time, pretending to be a person, and just no bullshit. It's just bullshit. It isn't worth stroking harsh feelings. Stoking. And you have hurt me in what way? How in any way have you made a single fucking argument about anything that could be like, I need you to leave me alone because you made some kind of great argument? You don't have any arguments. You haven't made any arguments anywhere in here. I can't remember a single argument you've made on the subject. Have you made a single argument? No. Does anybody know an argument this guy made? I didn't see any. All right. I genuinely hope he can get a good experiment done someday. La 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 la. Why? You would still close the board because you don't want anybody, you know, if he really was the Lance guy, which he isn't. All right. So anyway, no point. Hi, Lance. Are you one of the naked scientists, as Gary claims? So amazing. He says, I claim it, right? No, Brozo claims it. Obviously, the guy who was in the argument, you know, and he pointed it out that he's the guy from the Naked Scientist Forum. So I never said it. I didn't say anything about him until yesterday. So again, it's not Gary's claim. It's Brozo's claim. Let's see. Yeah, so the other guy had a conversation with him, and he sent me an email, blah, 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 blah. And the Lance guy wouldn't concede. And so the Lance guy put up Steve's video. And so I guess Steve thought the Lance guy must be this guy, right? I mean, the whatever his name is, encrypted on the Naked Science Forum. So he put up Steve's video, and now they had to take it down because, you know, they conceded it's pretty much pornographic. He had to take it down. So he put up a whole big pile of crap, and then somebody posted the pile of crap he put on the Naked Scientist forum and posted that on my forum. All right. So it's just all part of the shenanigans. Okay. If so, I sent a DM on Twitter. Well, cool. Yeah, why don't you find out who this asshole really was? Because it's not a real person, I think. It's what's going to come down to. All right. It doesn't really... If it's a real person, he's psychotic to think I have any interest in any kind of anything with this fascist asshole who stole a piece of my life. I invested in a conversation that he shut down twice. Twice. I mean, just too silly. And for no other reason than clearly they were losing the argument. All right. So, enough. All right. So, yeah, so I don't know where, you know, I guess there's nothing probably to do than just ignore this shit. So if Brozo can manage to do some decent video, I mean, just from a decent angle, you know, then maybe he could resolve something. Maybe he could show a piece of evidence that might mean something. But from the insanely stupid angle he photographed this from, it's just absolutely useless. I mean, you just can't do a goddamn thing with it. I mean... Too stupid. He put the tape measure there, and it didn't occur to him to say, well, what good's the fucking tape measure if I'm photographing from this angle? I mean, just too stupid. And not a single person in the comments says, hey, Steve, maybe you could have filmed that a little better, because it's really pretty fucking useless. No, they all say, thanks, Steve. Well, it's great you're doing science. Can I pay you some money to do some more of that great science? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but it's all Farley anyway. Just doesn't matter. I hate this planet. Yeah. Anyway. So the last two videos, I'm just saying, frankly, the last two videos I made pointing out the theoretical problems, in my opinion, are just decisive. Nobody's going to counter-argue them and explain how, oh, that's illogical, or here you made a mistake, or this little piece. No, it's not going to happen. And Brozo's never going to show us any evidence that demonstrates the creation of his free momentum that he believes in. I'll just do this. So, this has been a DraftPhysics.com video presentation. Until the next time and such. Yeah.